Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, speaking to us, helping us go forward, giving us knowledge from His heart to our heart. I love the Lord our God. You know I do. I always say I do and I mean it. His return is so soon and so sudden. He keeps telling me my return is soon. And when I'm thinking about other things, I ask him a question. He say, my return is soon. He reminds me continually. He wants his people to know that his return is soon. I know he's coming. This is kind of weird to me. I've never been raptured before. And, you know, sometimes people teach again. They teach that there's not going to be a pre-tribulation rapture. Or some say this is the tribulation. Well, since I've been a Christian, I've had tribulation. But the tribulation period is going to be much worse. I've been doing spiritual warfare for years. And when I listen to great men of God speak and their testimonies, I know what they're talking about. I listen to Henry Gruber and Steve Quayle. I studied under Kenneth Hagin, and the things that happen in their lives, I know what they're talking about. And Steve Quayle has a very interesting, I love to listen to him because he's showing us what's coming and what's forming. And I know that the enemy does things. Psalms chapter 2 say, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The leaders, they counsel together against the anointed, against Jesus Christ. And in that psalm, it don't say Jesus Christ, but it's talking about the Lord's anointed, so that's Jesus Christ. When you're dealing with prophets, you don't have to. They deal with the truth, whether it's past, present, or future. They can tell you some things. And if you got wisdom, you have to listen. And they don't always come like you would want them to come. They don't come in the confines of religious tradition either. Sometimes you just have to listen. And if you don't listen, the Lord sent you the warning. You didn't listen. And if you did listen, you're going to be safe. And if you listen to good counsel, you're going to prosper. You listen to the prophets, you prosper. The people that God sent to us, God chose these people. And they have a word. And I know that our words can seem so ridiculous. But it's not ridiculous. It can look that way if you're looking at it from the eyes of the world system. If you're used to everything working according to the religious realm and the worldly realm, you're going to miss God just like the Pharisees. They thought Jesus was going to be just as stuck up as they were. They thought that Jesus was going to be just as mean and rotten as they were. They thought that's why they couldn't see him. He came to his own and they received him not. They were looking for a proud man. So Satan's going to give them a proud man. And those that won't look to Jesus, people expect God to move on their behalf. They think that everything they do is all right. The word of God defines what's right and what's wrong. And remember, when we first met the Lord in Genesis chapter 1, he said, let there be light. God wants light. That doesn't just mean the brightness. That also means love and character. And he rejected the darkness. That means evil and wickedness. Light represents the truth. Light represents holiness. Light represents what is right, what is love, what is wisdom. Darkness represents what's foolish, what's hatred, what's foolish, what's wicked, what's debauchery. God chose the light and rejected darkness. He did it again with Israel. But he put two trees in the garden first. Tree of life, tree of knowledge of good and evil. And so you'll have a reference of what to reject. Then he did it with Israel. I've given you the land, Israel. Go take it. Drive out the Philistines, every one of them. Don't make deals with them. drive out the Canaanites, the Amalekites. He spelled it out for them, all of them. And don't make a deal with them. What did they do? They have did it. If remember, Caleb was an old man then. And he took his land, he took Judah. But some of the tribes were more lazy against doing what they should have been doing. See, if you anything like laziness or doubt, you doubt against something, or you're lazy against something good for you. If you're lazy, you're lazy against your prosperity. If you're doubtful, you're doubtful against the faith that's going to give you life. So you're doubting against your life. And they took another route than what God told them to do. God said, take the land, drive them all out. And they left the Philistines. Philistine never left their habitation. And now they're Palestinians and they cause trouble. They think the land that God has given his people belong to them, and it don't. And now we're about to go to war because of it, which we've already won. But the real war is within. Those outer things represent the inner thing. You have to get rid of the darkness. Now Jesus is saying, I'm coming. Let my people know so they'll be ready that they be not left. God don't want not one soul to be left, but those that attach themselves to the world will be left. Be wise. Consider your ways. Don't just repent. Change your ways. What's all right with me may not be all right with God. You got to understand that. Repentance requires soul searching sometimes and lifestyle change. And you have to be honest. And the easy way to do this is fill your heart with God's word. I'll never forget the Henry Gruber was at a church, and they were worshiping God, and they were calling for the glory to come down. And Henry Gruber, the Lord told him, tell him to stop it. He thought somebody was behind him saying something. And he said, the voice said it again, tell him to stop. That according to my glory, and if I come down, half of them will die because they're sin in the camp. So that means you're not going in the rapture if they're sin in the camp, if they're sin in your heart. You got to drive it out. Respond to the Lord in wisdom. Take him at his word. Drive the sin out. And you will win. If you don't drive it out, you won't win. If you do drive it out, you win. Easy. This is no time to be in strife. Everybody that's in strife and won't repent, they'll be left. And they'll still be in strife. God can't take sin to heaven. I put it this way. If you won't repent, just don't die. Because you can't go to glory any kind of way. You got to be right with him. Jesus paid a price for us to be righteous. And he means for us to be that way. And you have to choose to be righteous every day. People say, well, once you're saved, you're always saved. That feels good, it sounds good, but it's not right. You have to, every day you make a choice. And you're going to grow. You're going to grow one way or the other. That's just the way it is. At the end of the day, you're going to change. You're going to grow. You're going to become something else. Either you can grow in the Lord on purpose, or you can grow in the world, and it's also on purpose. It's very important that we all follow God and obey him, because God loves us and he has so much to say to us. He wants to help us. He wants to bless us. He wants us to go forward. He don't want us to suffer. And you know, when we stand up to the world, that's fine. But don't let the enemy dog you out. Don't let him deceive you. Don't fall under deception. Be wise. It's better to be wise than to be foolish. It's easier to. I want God to move mightily in my life. Remember, God loves us. Don't be afraid. With God, all things are possible. Don't be afraid of little things that you may do wrong. When you know it is sin, just do something about it. Ask the Lord to show you things that you may not know. And watch the word of God. Be wise. Your life is at stake. Be wise. Study the word. Study the word. Take Jesus' word at face value. That's the best way to do it. Don't listen to preachers that change it and alter it. They've written their names out of the book of life doing that. Because they got to give an account for the souls they cause to stumble. And that, I don't preach things unless God give it to me. If that, you know, when God give me something to preach, there's an anointing to do that. It's sanctioned. You don't have to preach things without the sanction. And once God reveals something, it's true. Treat it as the truth. And then when he reveals greater truth, reveal, that's true too. And there's different aspects. And all of it can be true. If it's of God, it's true. And the Holy Spirit helps us put the puzzle of God's word together. The Lord, he helps us in every way there it is. God loves us. He's a blessing. And he came to be a blessing. He came to help us out. We need to follow him and obey him and do all that's in his heart. Do what God has given you to do. With boldness. With courage. Be brave. We're not saved by works. But we still have to share the responsibility of choosing the light and rejecting darkness in every form. But our works can help others live. Our works proves our faith. And as we do the duties of God, the things he's given us to do, the things he's sanctioned us to do, that's not why we're saved. That's our grace. It's a blessing to serve other people, to work in God's vineyard. That's what we're doing. And you're going to be rewarded for it. You put something in motion, you're rewarded for it. That's just the way it works. When you start working, you start prospering. People look at prosperity as a payday. No, it doesn't work that way. When you start working, spiritual wealth is on your life at that moment, at that time. And it mounts up. And eventually you'll be rewarded. You'll see it. You'll hold it. You'll handle it. You'll live in it. Because you did what you were supposed to. And don't worry, if you just started at the last hour, you're going to get the same reward. Because God is good that way. And he rewards us well. He loves his people. And he paid for everybody. And he should have everybody. But some people won't come. Some people have, they come and they leave. And it goes back to the same reasons of the four types of soil and the four types of hearts in the parable of the soul. So you're down to 25%. They hear the word and they do it. And they bring forth fruit with patience. Be wise. Choose life. Reject death. If you love the world, you're not rejecting death. And I use my words like Charles Capps taught me. Speak it.
Whatever you want,
speak it. Start speaking. That's your rudder. That turns your whole life towards your goal when you speak the word of God. Speaking the word of God is perfect. That's a perfect way to repent. When I want to change something in my life, I speak it by faith. And I, whatever I want to change, whatever I want to do, whenever I want to do something, I take authority and I speak it by faith. Authority won't work without faith. You got to believe in what you're saying and you got to act on it. Some things only require you speaking it. Governor Ives signed an anti-abortion bill into law yesterday, and I thank God for it. And I want no record I was praying for. I was taking authority over the influences of Satan. And I was rejoicing after she signed it. And I was rejoicing before she signed it, as if she signed it, because I believed that she would. And I believed that the Lord would help her. And I believed that God raised her up for such a time as this. It's a statement that there are people who still love God. And I thank God for our president and all the wise things that he has done. And I do warfare for him. I love him. You see what's going on, you got to pray for your people. And before the Lord, I have prayed for every president since I've been a Christian. I pray that they would succeed and not fail. I rejoice when they did wise things. I prayed against the evil things that they did. It wasn't good. I didn't like it. But I didn't stop praying for them. That office is under tremendous pressure. Satanic attack, is most people are not prepared for it. So if you know how to fight spiritually, start fighting spiritually. Stop complaining. God can move. And the Lord has blessed us. In, I think it was 2015 or 14, the Lord said that in those days that this revival would change the economy. And I didn't know how. I said, well, I don't know how that's going to work, but he didn't tell me how it was going to work. But I remember telling my pastor what the Lord told me. I love my pastor. If the Lord tell me something, I tell him. Because he's a prophet too. And he's a blessing. And you know, pastors and prophets, and they're godsends. God sent them to help us stay balanced. You know, I seen other people get off on a tangent. I said, Lord, I don't, that meant I could do it. I said, help me not get off on a tangent. Help me stay true to you. Do what you want done. I don't want to get off on a tangent. Then I ain't no good. I won't be no good for you if I'm off on a tangent. But I go to a good church, and the word goes forth. And I don't get off on tangents, because if I go one way too forward, or too much to the right or left, the Lord always do something to get me back to where I'm supposed to be. And we need those fail-safes. We need the wisdom of God. God gave us fail-safe so we'll be safe. It's a good thing. It's a great thing. It's an honor. It's a blessing. Nevertheless, he said this revival would change the economy. Now, I didn't know how that would work, but I began to see it after President Trump was elected. It took a lot of prayer for many people to get him elected. And my pastor was one of them. He was interceding until he got enough electoral votes to win. And the Lord stopped him and said, it's done now. And guess what? With his business wisdom and the counsel of God that he relies on, you know, you can't, some people have it. They're wise business people. And he made good decisions. He got rid of NAFTA, changed it. And the economy's changing. When I was going to get my daughter a radiator on Airport Highway in Birmingham, there's a lot of industrial parks there near the where I buy radiators. And I saw the all those cars out there. And I said, you know, I said, look out there. I said, people are working again. I said, you used to see 5 or 6, maybe 9 cars. Now you see 30. And you drive up Apple Highway, you see a whole lot more cars parked in these lots because they're working again. Good decisions have been made and the economy is changing. You drive past a dealership, they got so many cars for sale because people are buying cars again. You look on the road, you see so many new cars because people are prospering. So the economy is changing just like God said. And I thank God for it. He keeps his word. Now, on these broadcasts, you may hear my engine noise and my truck. Remember, I'm a working man. I work on the side to do the radio broadcast. And the only time I have to do these broadcasts is in the morning because I have so many other things I have to do. But nevertheless, I'm out of time. Until next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.